The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello friends. Life after lockup time.
You know,
I think I actually believe the Brittany and Marcelino storyline. Like, I don't think it's fake.
I don't know what to believe. I believe it happened. I just don't believe that friend for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, the part, like, Brittany getting so pissed. Like, I feel like I've never seen her upset like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, you almost forget that, like, she was in prison.
She's so sweet.
Yes. And the moments like that, you're like, oh, fuck. Like,
Marcelino was feeling the heat, though, that she was going to fuck up. She's dumb, though. You can't be doing that. And then the cops come in. That's how you end up right back in.
Yeah, trouble. I think he is the only voice of reason. I loved when he was sitting there like, listen. Here comes Johnny Law. When that happens, nobody's safe. And it's like, it's true, man.
It's true.
You never want to actively call the
she
cops.
She shouldn't have been in there.
Right.
He's like, don't go in that house, Brittany.
Right. You know,
I guess the crackhead friend would say, would like blow up that girl's spot, say, hey, she's in on it with me.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just super dumb that maybe that's it. She forgot she had a key and. That's why she feels guilty to me. Maybe she's just dumb.
She forgot she had a key. Maybe. I don't know.
How do I get in this house? Oh, I got a key.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And then that's their house, but they. I do believe it. But
if I had a
surprise, Brittany even drinks.
If I had a lease and then the furniture is my furniture, I would flip out if the cops are like, you can't fucking go in there. It's like, what do you mean? My name's on the fucking lease. How can I not enter the house? I don't get that.
The law doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it.
Yeah, me either.
Once it's in somebody's house, so it doesn't matter. You know,
the law.
I can have anything, and then I could just put it in my house, and it's mine now until, you know,
right.
30 days.
Right. Oh.
He's lucky that he's not screwing with some crazy people. If she was still with Tito or something.
Absolutely.
God, I have to know. What did you think of Kim Kardashian on SNL?
Oh, I didn't watch it.
You didn't see any clips?
I haven't even pressed play on
a single clip. Oh, good for you.
What do you think?
Oh, I thought she did good. I mean, they wrote for her good, and it's still she has to perform it. But
right.
I only saw the opening monologue, and I saw her making fun of. I guess, like, I do have such an obsession with, you know, sitting there excited about it. That's crazy.
No, I heard she did well.
Yeah.
And I know we offended somebody saying that we thought that SNL was dead. So I
apologize. My friend. It is dead. I mean, it lives on the internet. I don't know how many people watch that live, but, you know,
yeah,
she
it does
is such a draw.
There. I mean, listen, the show it's impressive what they do. Like, it's an art and they are all great, but it's not for me personally.
Well, it's just who's watching TV at that
hour
time, and yeah,
oh, that ancient late hour.
Yeah,
she
the Buffalo
good,
Bills won a big game last night too.
Ooh,
go Buffalo, baby!
DraftKings.
I did do good, even though I overthought my bets. I think I would have won real big last night if I would have just gone with my gut instinct.
Oh.
That happens to me a lot. Then I start researching.
Be interested to know that you cannot use DraftKings in Nevada.
Oh, really?
It's illegal. Yes.
I wonder if it's like because of Vegas has such a thing. They don't want people taking money from Vegas.
I think it is. There's some kind of rule. Yeah.
So I know. I can't use the DraftKings like blackjack bets in California. Good thing too. Cause I love blackjack.
Oh, I do too. All right. Let's talk. let's talk Stan and Lisa, which I personally found very entertaining. This was the couple of the episodes.
He's got a hog on him. His penis definitely does not, is not skinny like the little wooden penis.
Oh, is that what you think? Why?
Well, his underwear, it was pretty bulging out, him in that underwear.
I didn't even look.
The old man penis.
Man, I must have had my blinders on.
Oh, he was wearing that white t-shirt with his like feminine underwear on when he was getting dressed. Fuck, I put online, he looks like Rizzo from Grease in the sleepover scene. Did you watch, you watched Grease when you were a kid? Oh, is that one of the first movies? Yeah.
I think everybody watched. I don't know why. It's like a rite of passage. You have to watch Grease. God,
Tyler's dad's a referee, and we went to a high school football game on Friday night.
Yeah.
And it's so sad that they're like, graduating class, will you hear it? 2025. And it's like, wow, we've been gone for 20 years out of high school. A crazy homecoming queen. It floats. We're so old. And I look in the mirror, I don't see an old face, but it's old.
I know, right? That's what happens to our parents too. They're like 70 and they're like, I feel 15 in my head.
I know.
Okay. Things I loved about Lisa here. Absolutely loved her trying to put up her hair to that cook the jail food. Did you notice that? She was like pulling it back.
That jail food is disgusting. You couldn't pay me.
I liked how at the end of the fight, when he's like pretending like he didn't text her, telling her he's going to pay her money, he's like tasting the food. He's like, oh, you know, what is this? What's this called? It's like, listen, that distraction's not going to work.
What was she going to do with it? She was putting store brand Nilla wafers, not even the real Nilla wafers, in soda. Oh, ugh. My God. How disgusting.
I don't want to know what was happening there, like at all.
I can't believe they get a can of soda in jail. It seems very dangerous. You could really slice and dice somebody with that.
Just a can? Yeah, I know. Everything's a tool there. Okay, so he's still like, they're still exchanging financial gain and sex, like,
I guess,
tit for tat. I thought that was like the beginning and now they have like a relationship, but he's still... Yeah. If you do this, let's have sex for 2 days kind of thing.
Well, he's a horny little goat. I guess she was telling the truth.
I love when he's like, when she's like, yeah, so like, if you happen to have sex with somebody and then that same night you give them $400, that's a coincidence? He's like, yep, 100%.
I'm going to cut back on texting. He's hilarious.
I love that's the lesson he learned in this situation. I thought that was hilarious. I gotta cut.
He
way
sees
down
her
on
as
texts.
Only a vagina or a sex Absolutely. Toy. You know, he doesn't like her. He doesn't care about her.
Not at all. When he's like, she's getting close to getting kicked out of here. It's like she is walking around real bold, knowing that she has nowhere to go and not giving a fuck what she says.
All
him.
It takes
I mean,
is
it, but...
one little trip to the basement.
Right.
She's right back in.
Yeah.
He thinks with his little wooden penis.
Oh god,
man. Well, yeah. They're broken up now because she's with like a little juice head.
Oh, okay, nice, good for her. Moving on.
I'd never expect him to lie to a pastor. What? Okay.
I love how Tina. I love how she's suddenly holier than thou too. Like she hasn't lied in her life.
She's trash. I don't like Lisa anymore. I don't feel like she has the. Well, I guess I shouldn't say I don't like her.
The je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, she just she seems like she would bash your head over for something. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. She would for sure.
She's not sweet like I, you know, like Brittany.
No. I don't think she is that sweet. I think she's just like a hustler in different clothing. Like when she was on the phone with her friend, like, yeah, you come over and then we're gonna get going.
Yeah.
It's like, what does that mean? I don't even want to know.
He's lucky he's alive.
Right.
He is such a dirtbag though, but that's how the world is. Sex, you know. Yeah. I guess that's how you meet him, and what do you expect there? She's got to meet somebody that she's not paying for sex from the beginning.
How you meet him is how you lose him, right? So
Brittany's mom was in Walmart with her kid, with her Brittany's kids, I guess, watching them. It's like, geez.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully she doesn't find some crack in Walmart. Leave the kids in the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't think she's one you leave at Walmart.
I wouldn't. I don't know. She does not seem trustworthy.
No, not at all.
It scares me to leave my kids with her.
Right, Deontay.
Those jeans are strong. They look so much like Nicole.
Yeah, they do. They are very strong. Deontay's mom, love her. Also love this the other son in this in the background, just silent watching his disaster of a brother.
His brother's such a loser. He's seen this before.
When she's all calm and she turns around, she's like, did I drop you as a baby?
I think she did. Or she smoked an extra pack of cigarettes when she was pregnant.
The way when he's like saying to her, like, you know, they want to have a three-way relationship. They want me to be a part of it. She's like, so you're telling me, like repeating it back to him like a therapist. Like, does that not sound insane?
Who tells their mom that?
I have no idea.
Somebody you keep to yourself. Tells
the mom of the person you're sleeping with that you're sleeping with. And you have a little fleshlight. You know what I mean? That's him.
You need to grow a set. And I'm sorry to be so harsh. She's hilarious.
I love it when she was like, how much are you going to sacrifice for this one female? Everybody she goes back to the female. Michael. I know. Everybody goes back to Michael eventually.
I miss Michael.
That's when the season's rough, is when you miss Michael. Oh, God.
Deontay, though, he really is fucked up that he thinks he can save all these chicks.
Yes. No, he's like David Hasselhoff. Again, when we interviewed him, it was 20 minutes talking about one thing and he was emotional as hell about it. You can tell he's not moved on at all.
He was like lost in the thought, in the
lost
tunnel.
In the story. Oh, like, we couldn't God, even pull
what
him out.
A nightmare that was. It's like, oh, jeez.
You know, I would love, maybe we'll save this for the live. I'd love to know your like top three least favorite interviews and see if ours line up.
I mean, okay, sure, all right.
I'm sure our number one does, but
I wonder who it is.
Oh, really? My number one comes fresh to the top of my mind. It doesn't for you?
Mine's recent and it's, oh, okay. You know who that is. Okay. You don't know if I should say it. Okay. God, I want to know who you think.
Oh, really? I mean, give I think me one easy hit. If you, it's something we didn't air. That's how you know it was bad.
Oh. See, that doesn't work. That doesn't even register to me. Oh, okay. Just these people I don't like come through.
Yeah. Right.
I don't even know who we do. Like, I forget who we talk to.
I know. Should write it all down. All right. Who else we got here? Oh, Sean and Sarah. God.
I got some breaking news. I don't know if I should ruin it for everybody.
Oh. All right. Spoiler alert, everyone. Put on your earmuffs.
This is a big one. This Ooh. Might ruin the season. I don't know if it would piss people off if I say it.
Oh, we said spoiler alert. It's okay. I want to know.
All right. Turn it off. They're married. Shut in real the fuck life, up. They got married and supposedly she's pregnant.
Shut up.
That's on Starcasm. I read it last night.
What?
Yes.
The fuck?
They got married in they're living in Ohio. There's pictures of him with the kid. He's totally just ditched his other kids. See you later, kids. We're out of here. And they got married August 24th.
Oh, that changes everything.
Yeah.
When was this filmed?
It must have. It's in.
Oh, it's probably before then.
Because the snow,
it's like winter, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Oh my God, I can't believe they're married. What the hell?
They're married, and he got her married within a year.
Oh, what a dumbass! I don't like married. That at all.
It doesn't make you just want to punch her in the face. I can't stand either of them.
No, I can't either. And this entire scene felt fake to me. Like, I just didn't. I didn't buy the whole. Like when they're sitting there having the conversation about like the spray tan and his birthday and the kids, like, or that how old he was, like that all seemed fake to me. Like they just got set up to like tell them that in some certain scenario. It was just dumb.
Yeah. What is he mentally ill that she's not going to find out about the kids? He just doesn't even care.
Damn, they're married. What the fuck?
Married.
That's bizarre.
Isn't it?
Does she know how many children he has? I have so many questions.
Yeah, I'm sure. God. I'm sure that we find that out. That's like the cliffhanger, their stupid show.
Right. Oh my God.
You know, what she's a desperate person. She doesn't have anyone else. She's living with mama and he won't leave her alone.
Right. Meanwhile,
he's left his family.
Yeah, he's abandoned his kids. No problem. That's crazy.
Six kids.
when he's like, you know, I think I could be like a good stepdad, Abby. It's like, how can you be a good stepdad? You're not even a half a dad to your actual six children.
Oh, six God. Kids, and he's left them for a little spray tan and hoe. That's a cute little bathing underwear that'll leave a cute tan line. It's like, oh God, mark. That's creepy.
You know what I gotta say though? I do love a spray tan versus a real tan. Like, I appreciate her advancement.
That was classy.
Right?
No.
Class act.
Yeah, that's the difference between her and Nicole. Right. How long does it take for it to set in? When are you tan?
So it takes, you know, a couple hours, like overnight when you wake up the next morning, you're like, what the fuck? But typically you're supposed to wear like loose clothing. You're not supposed to like get saddled back into your restrictive clothes because it can leave marks and stuff. So I feel like they got a terrible tan.
And them just, the way they act like they're 16 and now she's in her driveway. This is where I live. Of course I'm going to tell you where I live.
So stupid.
And they're making out in the driveway. The camera crew is out there.
Terrible.
I'm not shocked now.
No, I'm not either.
I can't stand her.
Oh, I can't either.
Can't stand the way she talks.
I told you.
I hate both of them.
You were like, she's sweet, I think.
I know. I know. She doesn't seem like she's going to go back to prison, but no. She's just out there.
Yes. I mean, she obviously.
It seems like she's done too many drugs that her brain's fucked up from it.
Yes.
Doesn't she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I knew somebody that supposedly took a bad trip acid. It was never the same. I think there is more to the story than that.
Yeah, that does.
And he turns out to be a crackhead. I think he's been doing crack a lot longer.
Right. All right. Who else we got? Oh, Amber and Pups. I did not like this scene at all.
I do not want to come across those four felons in a dark alleyway.
Can you imagine? If I'm sitting down at a table next to the four of them, I'm like, do I want to eat here? Do I want to go somewhere else? I like it. They're
that
like a
scary.
They're like at a scared. Hookah bar salad place.
Eating at Denny's. A hookah Denny's. A hookah Denny's.
Just looked like no place I would ever want to enter.
No.
Did you notice?
Puppy looks so cracked out like she was going to lose a tooth in the salad.
Oh, God. Did you notice how he said, like, oh, you part of the chain gang?
Yes.
You chain gang. I haven't heard that phrase in so long. I was like, what is he talking about? And I was like, oh, prison.
Yeah. I think of, like, the referees on football. Yeah. You're jacking the chains.
I did not like it. They both seem like psychos. Both of those men seem like if you saw that they killed people, like they killed their partners and locked themselves their house, you would not be shocked at all. Very
puppy,
rough looking individuals.
Puppy's guy, Sammy, makes Puppy's guy look like a nice guy, which
totally,
is scary.
Right? I thought the same thing.
Sam's scary.
Yeah.
And he leaves her. He doesn't come back.
He's
just out
vibe.
Of there.
Oh, God.
You got what you wanted. I'm a country bumpkin. I'm a humble-ass country boy. I'm a humble-ass country boy.
That's what he said. I also loved
he
how he just
like,
was pounding drinks and then just drove off.
Yeah, right. I know.
Off into the car.
So true.
Down the road.
See you later, little rabbit. That's so funny.
This storyline is just depressing to me.
How do they not have anything else? Stop it, Wii TV. This is terrible. It's terrible TV. It's not fun to watch.
No, it's not.
Nobody liked what's her face. And how do we go from the real story, her conning Vince, to now we're here where she's like, that was actually interesting.
Now it's like, it's the, I don't know, we're somehow feeling bad for her and like we care about her as a person. I don't.
These guys are mad about their ex. Women's relation, it's just bizarre.
Yeah, it's dumb.
And the guys, why don't you just sit there? I just want to watch them sit in awkward silence while they're waiting. They're out there smoking a cigarette,
not saying a word to each other. So funny. The issue here is that you have like barely a storyline, like barely, and they're just, I don't know, they're somehow like just trying to drag it out to the point where it's painful. Like none of these things warrant an entire season. Like this is a mid-season check-in, like what are these people doing episode, you know what I mean?
It's like the 90 Day Fiance what goes on the app.
Yes.
Shit.
Exactly. It's like, we don't want to do this.
Oh my God. There's a video of Darcy and Stacey and their new song that they put out.
Oh no.
It's so sad.
God.
They're still giving. That's crazy. Well, Love After Lockup, you're really sucking.
Yep. Get it together. But we'll be back. This is next what always happens. Talking about it. I know. Oh, God. All right, guys.
Fuck guess you, Sean. What? You scumbag.
I can't believe they're married. That blows my mind. Oh, I finished Squid Game.
Uh-huh.
It was good. Very well done parts of it. I would say the first 5 episodes are very dynamic. And then, 7 through 9 was, why am it? It
How just, long are they?
They're, an hour. So
they could have cut it.
And that very ending, I'm not going to give anything away, but I was not happy with the ending of the show.
Really? You don't look happy. Your voice sounds sad.
No, not sad.
And I was like, I'm going to start it today. And
I kind of wasted my, I feel like it was worth watching, but I just don't feel like at the end it ended up being as good as everybody's.
And it could have been. You could have thought.
Yes. It could have
gone a different direction.
Yes. If they'd done a better ending.
Did Dorian watch this with you?
Yes. He would agree, I think. Yeah. That's my official report. Interested in anyone else feels the way I do about that show. I mean, I thought it was good, but I think sometimes you fall into the trap of watching something a little too late where there's too much hype. I wonder if I'd watched it week 1, if I would have thought the same.
Yeah. And if something ends good, it ends good, you know?
Right. Right.
You would have been like, yeah, it's great.
Yep.
Like the dumb fucking Titanic movie.
All right, guys, guess what? We'll be back.